Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
The Friday edition of the Business News Hour continues with Jeff Pitts, our regular contributor, our lifestyle contributor, the guy that knows what to do because he works at City View. He's got all the stuff going on this weekend into next week. Jeff, welcome back. Good to see you again. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. TGIF.
Yeah, TGIF. Yeah, only two more working days until Monday.
Something like that.
It's my life, yeah.
That's your life. Well, I'm going to attack this weekend with an enthusiasm previously unknown to mankind.
You said that last week.
I did.
Did you?
I say it every day.
Oh, yeah. Get up in the morning, you say, thank God I'm up, huh?
That's right.
There you are. All right, what do you got cooking?
Saturday, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are coming to town.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The Soul to Soul, the World Tour 2017 with special guest Caitlin Smith.
But what a talented duo.
He sold more than 50 million records worldwide. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
41 number one singles. That's a lot.
Wow. Nice.
He's said to be the most played country artist since his debut in 1992.
See that? Okay, there you go. 1992. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's several years ago.
I bet he wore flannel.
I bet he did wear flannel. And bib overalls probably one time.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So it should be a good show, and that'll be up to Will.
Interesting history he has as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tug McGraw was his father. Remember? Pitcher?
Baseball pitcher,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a talented family. I wish my name was Tug.
Tug Pitts?
Yeah.
There you go. We can change it. Works for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now moving on. Saturday at the Temple Theater, the Naked Magicians.
Again? Again with the Naked Magicians.
Mm-hmm.
What do they live here? This is a couple of times we've talked about the Naked Magicians.
They're back.
Wow.
I would go on and describe it, but I think I'll just leave it to your
imagination. Clothing is
optional. That's at the Temple Theater. It's said to be, the performance is said to be exactly what the title infers.
Yep.
So.
People that have gone have had a good time.
Mm-hmm. And they are also probably not wearing flannel.
That's perhaps right, yeah.
Saturday, Relay for Life, Eastern Polk County.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. The annual relay and fundraiser is for the American Cancer Society. Entertainment starts off with Nashville recording artist Jason Brown.
Jason Brown, really? Mm-hmm. He is very good.
Yeah.
Jason, he was at the Iowa State Fair last year.
Really?
Yeah, and he was over at, I think it was last year, maybe it was the year before. But he was playing just a pop-up play event at Stockman's over there by the cattle barn. And what a talent. Yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Very personable. Yes. Nice guy.
Yeah. The event also includes a vendor fair with local crafters, vendors, Zumba. Your favorite. Silent auction, frozen t-shirt contest. The Southeast Polk varsity cheerleaders will be there flipping. Doing flips, I guess. So...
You know, I'm just, never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the frozen t-shirt contest and the cheerleaders that just didn't mash.
Right. Me, so. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jason Brown, that's a Relay for Life for Eastern Polk County. It's the American Cancer Society event. It's at the Prairie Heritage Plaza, west of the Altoona Hy-Vee from 5 to 11.
On Saturday.
All weekend long. Oh, this is a good one. Speaking of Tug McGraw on baseball. Yeah. You might think you'll never make it to the Hall of Fame. In Cooperstown,
right,
or visit it. Well, they're bringing
parts
of it here, right, to Principal Park, the north parking lot.
It's going to be here for a couple of days, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It actually already started. It started June 3rd, and it'll run through the 11th.
Okay.
And so runs basically from 10 to 7.
Cooperstown on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
It is. I mean, it looks really interesting. There'll be, like, virtual reality things. They'll also they have, like, an IMAX movie. And then there is Jackie Robinson's hat.
What?
A cap worn by Jackie Robinson during the 1955 World Series they'll have there, along with a bat used by Bobby Thompson to hit the walk-off home run in 1951 regular season playoffs. Oh. Shot heard around the world.
Yeah. Neat.
That's worth the price of admission right there. A mitt worn by Yogi Berra.
Yeah. What more do you want? It ain't over till it's over.
Mm-hmm. Worn by Yogi Berra during Don Larson's perfect game in 1956.
No.
Yep.
What
and
a neat thing.
Ball hit by Babe Ruth for the 714th home run.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff there.
That's going to be neat.
Cooperstown on wheels. It's going to be a principal park until the 11th. Go. Yep. Just go.
Yeah.
And tell us about it.
Yeah.
Definitely. You can reach out to us on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore news hour. Let us know how you like that. That'd be kind of fun to follow.
Coming up Tuesday, Bob Doerr is going to be at the Windsor Heights Music in the Park.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to one of the coordinators for the Windsor Heights Foundation that puts on Music in the Park in Windsor Heights.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he just told me. He says, hey, guess what? Guess who's there?
Yeah.
Bob Doerr. Yeah, Bob Doerr and the Blue Band, I think it is.
That's right.
Yeah. Very nice.
He's bringing the Blue Band. So this is a series of things going on in Windsor Heights. It'll be each Tuesday. Tuesday night starting at 7. So there'll be 9 other ones following this one. So 10 total. Maybe I did major in math. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
So it's put on by the Windsor Heights Foundation. And it's a family-friendly concert in Copey Park in Windsor Heights. Thursday. Do you remember your 30th birthday, Michael?
Ooh. Yeah. I think there are photographs.
Are there?
I believe there are, yes.
I'd like to see those sometime.
No, you wouldn't.
You need to get those loaded up on Facebook.
As a matter of fact, I have photographs from a 30th birthday from a former Iowa State senator.
Hmm.
His name was Darrell Beal.
Okay.
Out of Fort Dodge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is a true story.
Uh-huh.
We broadcast from his party that night.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Was he a senator at the time?
No. And had all of this, had there been tape of that event, I doubt he would have been senator. I can't believe we did that. Yeah. Yeah. We jumped on the air, and I was at this party, and I called the studio, and I said, hey, put us on. We're at Darrell Beal's house. We're having this party. And we threw cake in his face, and it was crazy. But yeah, that was live radio back in the day, ladies and gentlemen.
The good old
So
days.
Anyway, yeah. So, I'm sorry. Got down memory lane there for a moment.
That was memory lane. That was a good one.
It's been a long time ago. So,
30th birthday of Valley Junction.
Oh, really?
It's this year. And they're celebrating. They're kicking off the festivities with the Thursday's Farmer's Market and Music in the Junction. Yeah. And that's in Fifth Street in West Des Moines. But there's going to be festivities all month. You can check out their website.
Good. Valley, yeah, what a great place to go. Mm-hmm. Neat venue.
Okay.
What? You got something else?
One more thing.
One more. All right.
1992 was a big year.
Are we back to the flannel?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You might remember it as the year Prince Charles and Princess Di separated.
Oh, yeah.
Or when Bill Clinton defeated George H.W. Bush and Ross Perot to become number 42. It was also the year Mall of America was built. Or maybe you remember it being the first time a basketball team consisting of all professional players nicknamed the Dream Team.
Yeah.
Competed in the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
But 1992 was also the year of another dream team. For a quarter of a century now, City View has been focusing the city's spotlight on you.
Yeah.
The people of Des Moines. And it all began in 1992. 2.5 decades, one score plus five more. However you want to quantify it, it's time to celebrate. Join City View as it kicks off Johnson's Green Days with an opening night birthday party of two of Big Green Umbrella Media's biggest publishing efforts. City View's 25, two dimes and a nickel.
Right.
And the Iowa Leaving magazines are now 10 years old.
Gee.
There'll be food trucks, vendors, a free keg of green beer.
You know, last week we talked about Michael Gartner. Yeah. And we're talking about Michael Gartner again today. And Jolene Goodman and Shane Goodman.
Yeah.
The folks from City View and Iowa Leaving magazines. Wow.
Yeah.
Two in a row. So this is... So the
party's Johnson Green Days. Yeah. It's 15th through the 18th. But the kickoff is the Thursday the 15th.
On Thursday the 15th, so we all go to where?
That's the Johnson Library at 6700 Merle Hay Road.
Is that where the where this little party's going?
It's actually in the in the parking lot.
Yeah,
the area around there. Where Johnson Green Days is, if you've ever been there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So go say happy birthday.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do here in the metro because he is from City View. And my gosh, you know, if Mr. Gartner's listening, we just hope that he has a nice birthday party, sort of, so to speak. and everybody else over there. All right, we've got to clear on out because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us all week long. We will be back, God willing, at 5 o'clock in the evening on Monday with more from the Business News Hour. For all of us that put this together each and every week, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director is Patrick Wood. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Jeff Pitts, thank you, Jeff, for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go. It is 6 o'clock. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.